I'd give a rat's ass about Twitter.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts on this show. I don't know exactly what to call what we're doing today, but we're going to have some fun here on a Thursday. Kyle, welcome.
It's a podcast. We're doing a podcast, and you're all here to listen to it, and you're going to enjoy it, damn it. That's the game plan.
And this podcast is finally on Spotify.
It's true.
Thank you for everyone who has been patient. We've had so many requests.
Momentous occasion for us to finally get this secured. We've been working on this payload for quite a while now. And here we are. It's done. It is done.
It's great news because I listened to podcasts on Spotify, and it was always annoying that, not that I always listen to our episodes, but that I couldn't.
You
I
don't?
Had to go somewhere else.
What's wrong with you?
Do you? You go back and listen to all these things?
Yeah, I always do. I gotta get the listener. I gotta get the listenership up.
Wait, you listen to Draft Dudes every day?
Yeah. Why would I? Why would I not?
I don't know. Maybe because you're literally half of the show and you lived the recording of it. I don't know. I listen to it sometimes. That way, I can have a feel for like what we sound like and any like bad habits with the way we talk, which I'm sure I never correct. Yeah, but I'm not sure I'm great at coaching myself and correcting. I'm sure I still make the same mistakes I've made for years doing this, but I do it with that intention. But do you
have any idea how many times I went back and listened to the chocolate starfish bit from yesterday? It's probably 100 times, if not more. And I laughed just as hard every single time.
I mean, I watched the video you put on Twitter a couple times.
Me giggling, laughing.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's funny. I guess for me, it's like, I don't know how normal
and then
this
you
is.
And then you went out and asked everybody crowdsourced, is this like a real thing? Yes, it's a real thing.
Well, no, that's not, I didn't say this is a real thing. I was like, is it that like shaming that I didn't know it? Like, people don't really expect me to know much about much, to be honest. And I didn't think this was like a common, like most everybody knows what a chocolate
Dude,
starfish is.
They used it in every song. They say it at the beginning of every song.
When you say they, you're talking about Limp Bizkit.
Bizkit.
So, does everybody know that? Like, I mean, does Limp Bizkit have this big of a following where like you would expect me to catch that?
I mean, they made music like 10 plus years ago. So, but like we're old enough in that demographic where we were growing up where they were a thing. Like you ask like the kids that get on Twitter these days and like get snooty with you on social media and they're not going to know anything about it, right? They're too young. But like our demographic knows enough about Limp Bizkit that if you said, hey, do you know Limp Bizkit? And they say yes, I would expect them to know what a chocolate starfish is.
I'm looking at their discography, and it seems like they peaked 99 through 2003, which would be right in my
right
like,
in our heyday, brother.
Yep. High school. And, man, I'm telling you, if you knew me in high school, I think you would be even less surprised that I wasn't familiar with this.
So should we set the table for what we got today? I don't want to bury the lead here.
Yeah, please do. Go ahead.
Okay. So what we are doing is we've come up with a couple, breaks in programming from regularly scheduled scouting report. If you want a player specifically in the coming days, we need you to give those to us on social media. Joe is at the Joe Marino. I am at Grinding the Tape. Today we're doing baby big boards, which we have not done for a really long time, but this idea came to us yesterday. We are going to do our baby big boards for the current active Division I college football coaches that you would least like to sit down and have dinner with your family on a recruiting visit. Right? Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yep. We came to terms with that during the show. yesterday.
Yeah, it's true. So yeah, it usually list, doesn't play out that way, but here we are.
Yep.
And the other half of the show is Joe and I are going to try to guess current round projections for 2019 NFL draft prospects. So Joe and I each have our list of like guys that the other person has done, but I don't know what his grades are on these players. I just know he's done them because we have a checklist. So I'm going to pick a name and try and guess the round grade that he gave that person and vice versa. So it should be fun.
Yes.
I guess the last bit of, I was just getting ready to say, I guess the last bit of admin on our part is which segment are we going to roll to the front of the show here?
I want to do Baby Big Board first.
All right. You want to get out of the way. You don't think it's that good of an idea.
Well,
and
I know,
that's
I think
okay.
It is. Here's the thing is
you don't get a little.
No, listen to me. We could go a little long with this. And so I don't want to, have that weird transition that like, hey, we need to get to this other thing. So I thought it would make sense for it to go first. So I'm
ready. It's almost like when like you are told like a certain time that you're going to record a show and you kind of set your day around it. And then like 2 hours later, you still haven't started to record the show, right?
You know, Kyle, I feel like you've been delayed in your responses with me ever since then. And I think it's on purpose. I think you're thinking about this ever since that.
No comment.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You damn chocolate starfish, you. I tell you.
So
I picked up. It took us only a day and a half. I knew you were doing that.
Baby Big Boards, current active Division I college football coaches you would least like to sit down and have dinner with your family on a recruiting visit. Joe, your number five coach is Hoomst.
Before I
know
do
that's
this,
not the proper phrase. It's who.
Before I do this, it's worth noting that both mine and yours number one choices just retired. Right?
Yeah, it's crushing blow. This list Paul would Johnson? Look very different if Paul right. Johnson and Bill Snyder were still coaching.
Yeah.
They're the no-brainer. They're like the Mount Rushmore of like, I would not want to sit down and eat dinner with you.
So with that said, using active coaches, and I got to be honest, some of this is just me being a little mean. Like, and there's a lot.
Oh, good.
There's
this
some there's some stereotyping going on here. So let's just go ahead and get that out of the way, right? Like, because these are I'm sure some of these guys are great men. But I don't know that from what I can tell that I'd want to share a meal with him. Number five on my list, Mark D'Antonio from Michigan State. He just seems boring, man. You kind of see this guy on the sideline, his mannerisms. Just couldn't imagine him being a great guy to carry a conversation on with. So not that I have any like one specific thing that makes him pop in the landscape of coaches.
But that's the problem. There's no right. one single
That's
thing
it.
That pops.
Right. Yeah. There you go. So there you go. Mark D'Antonio, number five for me.
Listen, if you want to go out and get an ice cream cone and your choice is vanilla bean, then you're probably going to love Mark D'Antonio.
Sure.
Right.
I'm not having dinner with that guy, though.
My number five is a little controversial. It's Mike Leach from Washington State.
What?
Here's why. I have no idea at what point in the dinner conversation he's going to grab the steak knife and go crazy. He's too much of a wild card. He's too much the other way. You know, and listen, he's got some great tweets. He's got some great philosophies on some things. But he's, you know, one's flown a little too far over the cuckoo nest for me on this one. I can't trust him around my family at the dinner table. Listen, if I'm in a locker room, that's a different story. But if my mother's sitting next to Mike Leach, I am on red alert the entire time.
This is coming from the man who we have been sitting at a dinner table one time and a pack of Native Americans or people dressed as Native Americans came into the restaurant, sang some songs, circled the building, and left. And you're
this
worried
is you
about
and
Mike,
I, for the record.
And Ben Solak and John Ledger was in the restroom.
Missed the entire thing. Came back out, had no idea anything happened.
Had no idea what happened. You're worried about Mike Leach grabbing a steak knife? I'll tell you, we're ready for
those
situations.
I mean, my mother wasn't
man.
At the table.
That's true. All right. Right, number four.
Time for number four.
All right, this guy's got to be on. This guy should be on both of our lists. This guy shouldn't be a head coach, but he is. Jim McElwain, head coach of the Central Michigan Chippewas.
The Chips.
You ever heard this guy talk, man? He's like bad John Gruden. Like, you just kind of want to knock him out, you know? Just talking. You just want to take a right hook to his cheek because he's so annoying. And, you know, even when the Will Greer stuff, you think about all that, and then you just kind of connect the dots based on just like listening to him talk, and you could totally see it. So I just think he's so punchable that I'm not putting him at the dinner table with me and my mom.
Plus, he lies with sharks, right?
You know, I wasn't going to mention that, but that's a big disqualifier when I think about who I'm going to share meals with.
Yeah, it's true. Don't know. You definitely wouldn't want to get seafood with him.
No.
Oh, all right, boy. My number four has already been mentioned. It's Mark D'Antonio. As you said, listen, I think D'Antonio is a really, really good football coach.
Yeah.
But to sit down and try and like, so tell me about your neighborhood. Like, he's
that would be the question you would ask.
Everything's going to be the same volume. I don't know if he would look up from his plate.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
It would just be a very dull dinner, in my opinion. So D'Antonio, I wouldn't mind playing for him, but I wouldn't want him sitting down having dinner. That would not be the highlight of the recruitment pitch, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, number three. I'm leading off with number three here, and I'm going with South Carolina coach Will Muschamp.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. And this stems from, now, these next two of mine, I've been around them, so I have some like personal experience. And I've probably done what, like four South Carolina games over the last couple of years. And I usually go do press conferences. And so I've never been more afraid to ask a person a question than Will Muschamp. You just see this guy, man. Like if you poke him the wrong way, like questioning a decision or like asking about something a player did, like the dude just like, there's like smoke coming out of his ears. His eyes turn red and like, it's very intimidating. You just know that you're destined to be like on one of those videos. Going to be me. So like, I would be afraid to talk to him. Will Muschamp, number three, like definitely not having dinner with that guy.
I would spend the entire time rooting for him to like stub his toe on the way to the bathroom or something just to see him fly off the handle. Something that triggers him. That's not like a loved one.
Yeah.
Or my dog. Okay, my number three is also an SEC coach. It's Ole Miss's Matt Luke, who, like Matt or Mark D'Antonio, I just think, like, Luke did some of the film room stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And he could talk X's and O's just fine, but just really super bland. And I would probably grill him the whole time about their usage of their skill players in 2018. I'd be like, listen, if I come here and I'm playing, are you going to throw me the ball? Or are you just going to throw all your balls to this other guy? Like, I don't know. I would have too many questions. And I think he's too bland.
All right. Number two, getting into the top two here, Kyle.
This is big time.
Yeah. This is another guy of experience being around. Georgia head coach Kirby Smart. Man, I'll tell you what. I was at Georgia for a practice and I was covering an event for these kids that had they had their military families and their parents were deployed overseas. And so I'm there with like this group of like 15 to 20 kids ranging from, I don't know, like 3 to 15. And we're at the practice, man. And Kirby Smart just throws fit after fit after fit. And like just yelling and pouncing and throwing stuff. Like he just seems like a whiny bitch, dude. And so, you can see him on the sideline. You can see him on the sideline acting like this. And he does it during practice. So we're standing there and they're doing this drill. The quarterbacks are throwing like little flare passes to running backs. And then there's like a wide receiver that's supposed to block the corner. And then there's like a safety that's supposed to come down and make the tackle. And they're doing this live.
Yep.
And
around
so
the children.
Yeah. We're right there. We're like right there. I'm literally within 20 feet of these guys.
Okay.
And some of these corners, man, they just kept on being passive. Like, you know, like corners and safeties will be, right? And they're like, he just finally, that one guy, like, okay, this was it. He just was really like soft on the tackle. He was going to tackle Nick Chubb. And he just totally, he made a business decision. And Kirby just slammed his stuff down with all these kids. And he goes, would you give an effing shit? Would you at least act like you give an effing shit about anything? Like, it just going nuts.
What were the kids doing?
Like, they're like a little, like, they're, you know, the good thing about them is they're not paying like as close of attention as I am. I think they're like, right. Oh, that's Nick Chubb. And they're super excited. Like, and I'm like, right. Oh, wow, this is weird. And so then afterwards, I just got a chance to like talk to him for a second and introduce myself. You could just tell, like, just dull guy, man. I don't know. Like, he's just wired weird for me. And I probably said way too much right there, but he's number two on my list. I wouldn't want that.
Plus, he calls fake punts.
Right.
On 4th and 11.
Yeah.
In the SEC championship game of a tied football game in the final minute.
There's that, too.
Against punt safe.
He recruits, though. He gets guys to come to Georgia.
Hello, Kirby. Still not over it, dude. Okay. My number two. Another coach's film room alumni, Joe. This is what I'm banking on, a lot of this.
Yep.
Coach Ken from Navy. Do you remember when he did the film room? Niu Matamolo?
No.
Exactly. It's the most forgettable performance in the coach's film room I've ever seen in my entire life. It was at the point, like at some juncture in this football game, where everybody else is talking and Ken's sitting there sipping on whatever soda they've popped in front of him. And like they're trying to set it on a tee for him. And they're asking him a question, some kind of question about something that happened in the game. And Ken was just like, yep. And that was it. That was the only thing you got from Ken. And it's just like, I don't think he's capable of carrying a conversation with any kind of engaging, unless it's about football, I assume. But even in the coach's film room, it's like, okay, Coach Ken, like, you're here to talk about football, man. Like, come on, let's go. And he did not strike me as the kind of guy that could keep himself engaged at the table.
Maybe he's the right guy for Navy. I don't know. All right, it's time for number ones, right? My number one, Brian Kelly, Notre Dame. Dude just rubs me the wrong way. And I'm sure I'm stereotyping him, profiling based on...
Like, you went after a lot of hotheads.
Yeah, that's my thing. I don't like hotheads. That's clear. That's absolute. You're exactly right. Minus Mark D'Antonio, I went after all hotheads. That's 100% true. All the players he throws under the bus. Like, I don't buy into that guy. And I think that's like a big part of me as like a person and who I gravitate towards. Like, I have a belief in somebody and they're interesting to me and I like respect them. And as soon as I don't get that, like I you're gone. You're just, I don't have any time for you. And so Brian Kelly, with some of his comments through the years about players you can just go through and there's soundbite after soundbite of just derogatory comments that he's made. And I just don't appreciate him. And so he's number one on my list of coaches I wouldn't want to have a meal with.
Number one for me is back. He was away for a while, just like the school he used to coach. Mac Brown. Would not like to have a meal with Mac Brown. And you know why? It's because I've listened to him call too many football games and say stupid shit on the air. He's lost me. I can never bring it back to what Mac Brown was at Texas, because I listen to him call football games and I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? It's not 1960 anymore, dude. So yeah, I'm out on Mac Brown. And the reason why is that his broadcast career has ruined him for me as somebody I would like to eat a meal with.
We'll have to do the reverse of this sometime.
Yeah. Maybe just be ready Thursday. For five shout outs to Dana Holgorsen. That's my entire list.
My number one guy, I already know who it's going to be, and I think it's going to be a surprise for people. You're not going to expect me to say this, but it's a coach I've grown to appreciate through the years.
Well, we're going to have to leave it for another day, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we have time to get into some of these other things, like a couple minutes. See, this is why I didn't want to do it second. This is exactly the reason. But before we do, Kyle, let's talk about...
business. Let's talk business.
Business, some paperwork, Kyle, a little paperwork. But a different kind of paperwork. We're talking about some life-changing paperwork in King Wipes. They're flushable wet wipes that add a new level of clean that is just not possible with dry toilet paper. I told you guys, if you get peanut butter on the counter and you go to wipe it up, you are not going to use a dry paper towel for that. After digging around in the yard, do you come in and wipe your hands with a dry napkin before eating? No, you don't. Every man is the king of his castle, and that includes the porcelain throne. Make the most of your time with large, luxurious wipes that are flushable, biodegradable, and infused with aloe vera to keep it all soft and clean.
You know, I actually had a good chuckle about this, Joe, because it snowed up here yesterday. I take the dog out, and we're walking around in the backyard, and we got like a low spot in the yard. And the dog's out, and she does her business, and ironically, she does it too, right? And we come back inside, and we're walking down the hallway, and lo and behold, she's got muddy paws, and there's mud all over the floor. I had a chuckle because I said, the equivalent here of not using King Wipes is I'd try and clean this up with a broom and just smear this shit all over the floor. And I didn't want to do that. So I used that moist cleaning surface like King Wipes can give you, and it was much, much more effective. King Wipes are great whenever you need to clean off or freshen up. Do not go without them. Available in a 48 home thrown pouch and individually wrapped for on the go. King Wipes makes every flush a royal flush. Visit kingwipes.com and enter LOCKEDON15 to save 15% on all purchases. Also available on Amazon. Remember, King Wipes are for the Duke in all of us. We will be right back after this brief break to get into some guessing of some prospect greats. All right, Joe, let's do it. We got about 5 minutes.
Yep.
We're gonna have to go turbo round, so don't get too triggered on any of these.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so you want to go first, second? What do you
want to
do?
Yeah, I want you to give me one and try and guess.
Okay. Okay.
So you're guessing first, but you got to pick a name off the punch list.
Okay, I think you have a 7th round grade on Trey Lamar, Clemson linebacker.
You got to give me the name first so I can scroll through my list.
Oh, okay, what I did that right, sort of. I'm going to give you Trey Lamar, the Clemson linebacker. My prediction is you have a 7th round grade on him.
That's a much better presentation, and no, that's incorrect.
Oh, was I too low?
You're too high.
Oh no, he's undraftable.
I wouldn't want him. I have a UDFA grade on him.
All right.
He's just lethargic. All right, Joe Marino. Going to give you Clemson wide receiver. It's Clemson time, apparently. Yeah. Hunter Renfro. And my guess here is a 4th round grade on Hunter Renfro.
Solid 4th round grade.
There it is. Boom.
Clemson wide receiver, Hunter Renfro. All right. It is time for me to go to one of yours. I don't want to keep doing bad players. All right. I predict that you have on Notre Dame defensive tackle Jerry Tillery. My prediction is that you have a 4th round grade on him.
That is true. A solid 4th round grade on Notre Dame's Jerry Tillery. Why? He's up and down. He's inconsistent. And he's a little stiff. He doesn't bend all that well. He's a power player. Okay, Joe Marino. Damn, man. You got to get some quarterbacks in. I was going to bring a quarterback. You're saving all these guys for last, huh?
Yeah, I've only done 3 quarterbacks.
Okay. Virginia. No, I'm not going to do an ACC guy. That's right up your alley. How about Mississippi State safety Jonathan Abram?
Oh.
I'm going to guess you have a 5 on him.
That was one I was planning on doing for you.
Yeah, well, beat you to the punch.
You did, and you are correct. I have a 5th round grade on Jonathan Abram. It's weird, man. People.
He's
like
pretty
that
limited,
guy.
But I mean, he's got a role, but his role would have been better like 20 years ago, right?
Yes, he would. He would be like the Roy Williams. Remember him?
Yeah, from Dallas.
Same thing.
He went to Cincinnati too, didn't he?
For like a minute, yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
think
like so. A hot sec.
Yeah, a minute. All right, I predict that on... Oh, these West Virginia receivers are interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I predict you have a...
You want to give me both?
Are they both... Have, wait, do they both have the same round grade?
No.
Sills,
no,
and...
But I would just tell you what I have on each. That's all.
Okay, David Sills, you have a high fourth round grade on David Sills.
You give, do you, you doing Gary too?
Gary Jennings, you have a five on.
Okay. David, I have an early four. You're correct. And Gary Jennings, I have a five. Gary would be a lot higher if he had hands.
It's almost like we've been doing this for a long time together, and we kind of know what each other.
Yeah, we kind of got the vibe. Got the vibe. Okay, let's talk vibes, Joe. Let's talk Draymond Jones, defensive tackle, Ohio State. Polarizing player. I think you're going to appreciate his quickness, though. You've got a third round grade on him, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're entering the 60-second window here. So, you know, if your boys are going to mouth, I was going to say, if your boys are going to mouth off, then we're going to wrap. So you tell me what. Do we have to say goodbye?
We might have to. I don't know how this might.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and mute your microphone, and I'll tell the folks, thanks for tuning in. And you guys see, this is what I deal with on a daily basis. It's unbelievable. Thanks for tuning in to Draft Dudes. We hope you guys had fun with the Baby Big Boards concept and the guess the draft grade. We are going to be taken to the Twitch airwaves tonight to pound some liquor on the internet. So make sure you swing over to twitch.tv/thedraftnetwork as well, and make sure you don't miss that. We're going to have some regularly scheduled Twitch programming coming your way in the coming weeks, really ramping this thing up as we really get down into the nitty gritty of the draft season. Like I said, I'm Kyle Krabs at Grinding the Tape. Joe is at the Joe Marino. Send us your requests for player reports in the podcast if you got hot takes for Takes on Takes next week. And come back and see us again. Thanks for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast, everybody.